Our scripture today is taken from 1 Peter 1, 3 to 9, and I will also be preaching a little bit from John 20, 19 to 29. So 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through the faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. These words from Peter remind me of one of the resurrection stories from the Gospel of John, which tells of when some of the disciples first saw the risen Christ. You may recall how Mary Magdalene and Peter and the beloved disciples saw the empty tomb. And later, how Mary Magdalene was the first to unexpectedly delight in Jesus' resurrection. She then ran from the tomb and the risen Christ whom she met to tell the disciples. She said, "I have seen the Lord." The disciples were afraid for their life. They kept the doors locked, and they did not believe her. Do you think that a locked door, or a disbelieving mind, or a soul filled with grief can keep out the Son of God? No! Good guess, though. You were 50-50. No! The Son of God is not confined by closed doors or locked doors or disbelieving minds or a soul filled with grief. Did Jesus break down the door by force? Good job. No, he did not. He came and he stood there with those whom he loved. And instead of berating them for not believing, he said, "Shalom," which means God's peace, wholeness be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples saw Jesus and were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you, shalom. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, this is the clincher, this is a part I love. When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And in the Bible, the Spirit is often spoken of as the wind from God or the breath of God. Ruach Elohim is how you say it in Hebrew. And I think that has a very poetic, it sounds a little nicer than when you say, "Oh, the breath of God." It's Ruach Elohim, this wind of the Spirit, the wind of God. And I like to describe it as a warm prairie wind, you know, the kind that you get the beginning of February. It's the wind that makes you want to go fly a kite. It's the wind that makes you want to get out your gardening gloves and those the hoe and the shovel and the garden rake. It makes you want to open the windows. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, it's not the wind
that permanently bends the trees in one direction. It's not that kind of wind. But I think that the wind from God blows away the stuffiness, the pollution, the smoke. We're always grateful when the smoke blows away. And we can think and breathe and see clearly again. We can look at this story from John as a story of Pentecost. In it, the disciples receive the risen Christ and the Holy Spirit at the same time. They were born again and anew and afresh with the Ruach Elohim. And for some of us, this experience of being born again or born from above or born in the Spirit, and whatever you want to call it, whatever your translation is, it is a dramatic event, and it happened at a particular time and place. We know people who have had this experience. Some of us have had this experience. Others of us have come to the point more gradually. And still others of us may have this experience every spring when the wind blows as it chooses, and it chooses to gust in us again. Either way, any of these ways, each experience with God's Spirit is real and it is valid, and it is the sign that God is moving in you. But receiving the wind of God, the Ruach Elohim, being born again, doesn't stop with taking in a deep breath. It doesn't stop just that once. Jesus told those whom he loved in that locked room, he said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Get out of this room. Go and spread God's love. And here's the Spirit to help you." It seems as if there's always a doubter in our midst, and poor Thomas will always be remembered by this story. Poor Thomas missed out on that first breath of fresh air. And maybe he was sent out to get the pizza, we don't know. But a week later, the disciples were gathered together again, and this time Thomas was in their midst. And Jesus met them again. Thomas got his chance to see the risen Christ, to touch his hands, his side, and then he is the first to proclaim, after Mary Magdalene, "My Lord and my God." And with this confession of faith in the newly risen Christ, Jesus speaks past Thomas, and he speaks to all of us today and says, "Listen, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and have come to believe." Although we have not seen him, you love him, says Peter many years later. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. I want to fall a little bit away from my sermon here and just give you a description of what I think that joy is. I believe that you can be joyful when you are grieving. And I believe that you can be a person who is joyful even when you are sad, or when you are angry, or when you are frustrated, or when you are lacking sleep, or any of the above. You can still have joy, because a joy is, for me anyway, my description, joy is something that is very close to hope. It kind of rests under you and fills you so that you know that there is a place where you are loved. So, when you think of joy that way, it makes sense to hear, even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, Peter was saying these words to the Christians who were being persecuted. So even though they were being tortured and killed, they were rejoicing with an indescribable and glorious joy because they knew that God was with them, holding them underneath. Like you would hold a kitten, right, Anna? You'd hold a kitten like this.
Yeah.
Or a baby. Peter is describing this breath of fresh air, the new birth brought about by the Holy Spirit. Today we rejoice that the Spirit moves and blows and comes in through the cracks and opens up our locked doors and delights us by saying, "Peace be with you," and receive the Holy Spirit. And then challenges us by saying, "I am sending you out of this place. Go with the Holy Spirit." And today we celebrate with Andrew and Brandon and Zach their commitment to following Jesus Christ, their promise to live in the kingdom. And we delight in God's covenant to always be with them. Christ has breathed on them the Spirit and has empowered them to go out into the world to live in and participate in and trust in and share about God's love for our world. And they may not feel like doing that all the time. Do you all feel like doing that all the time? Some people I know do, but not me. Sometimes I don't feel like going out and participating in and trusting and sharing, but I know that this is what Christ calls me to do. And so sometimes you have to take a deep breath and pull in your belt a little bit and get going. What will this call look like for them? We don't know. But we trust in the Spirit of God, the Ruach Elohim, that wind of God to always fill them, to be with them, to ruffle up their hair, to push them forward in the right direction, and bring in the scent of promise of new life. For these expressions of God's true Spirit in their lives, we pray. And for all of Yahweh's gracious gifts in the past and now and to come, be praised forevermore. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.